Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome back to the recording of the Wadif, the recording of the Wadifa, the explanation of the Wadifa, where we're currently on page 281, and we'll read 281 and 282, inshallah. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا صراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين وتنزلت علوم آدم به فيه لي وتنزلت علوم آدم به فيه لي And the sciences of Adam descended through him and upon him. Know that the realities which ascended and appeared in him, may the blessings and peace of Allah be upon him, are everything upon which the names came down and which are named. This was the knowledge of Adam, may peace be upon him, and the sciences of Adam descended. Watanazalat ulumu Adama, meaning that in the Prophet, may the blessings and peace of Allah be upon him and his family, came down the knowledge of Adam. And by the knowledge of Adam, he means the knowledge of the meaning of the names of all that Allah created. This is a footnote. Al-Musamayat are the names of all the things of the senses, the things seen and heard, etc. Everything you hear, all the knowledge of all these worlds that I speak about, this is al-musamayat. Al-mulk, al-malakut, al-jabrut are from the musamayat. You are from the al-musamayat. And Allah is also the musamayat. This word contains everything. In the Quran, in Surah Al-Baqarah, he says, all the names, everything that reaches the human being, this is al-musamayat, from the beginning to the end. When Allah gave Adam knowledge, he gave him all the knowledge of this dunya. And before this dunya, he told him the name of this and this and on and on. And when Allah spoke to the angels and they asked him, why did you create Adam? He replied, I know what I make, but you do not know what I want. Then when he created Adam to be like a human being, he asked the angels, tell me the names and all the knowledge from the beginning to the end, which is what Allah wants the human being to know in this world. But the angels could not tell Allah. Then Allah told Adam all the musamayat, all the knowledge of things. He knew how to make everything from food to airplanes and everything and all the knowledge that would come from his sons after him. Allah showed him everything. Before Allah put everything in this world, he taught Adam not the presence of Adam, but the essence that was Adam. Allah put all the secret things in the truth of Adam. And the truth of Adam is from the essence of the truth of Muhammad, alayhi salam. so that it became for him, the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that he only had to look at a thing and he knew its name. This means that all the sciences which had been sent down to Adam were also sent down to our Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and were increased by the knowledge of the realities of the things named al-musamayat, a knowledge which could not be obtained by the first ones, meaning the prophets who came before him, nor by the last ones, meaning those who have come after him, who are the warith al-Muhammadiyah. Adam, may peace be upon him, had been taught the knowledge of the names of all created things in a general sense. But our Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was taught the knowledge of the names and of the things named in every detail. Therefore, it is said about him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he said, "The material world, the adunya, was lifted up for me, and I looked inside it as I look upon the palm of my hand," from the hadith Sahih. Know then that the knowledge of Adam was the knowledge of the names only, but as for the knowledge of essence, it is especially reserved for our Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And peace upon his family too. The knowledge of the names which had been given to Adam was sent down to our Prophet and his sons of the prophets and messengers. May peace and blessings be upon them all by means of teaching from Allah. Exalted is he, through him be he, meaning by means of him, the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Were it not for him, Adam would not have existed, and in like manner nothing else of the creation, as is a fact which is known and confirmed from the correct and true ahdath. That is to say that Adam was the first father in the body, whereas Muhammad, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, was the greatest father in the spirit. The knowledge of all the prophets and messengers was transmitted through him, be he, and was sent down in him, fi he, meaning in his hidden existence, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because he was the reality of their realities. And upon him, alaihi, meaning in his revealed existence, because he is their progenitor, and the one who unites them, the Jami'uhum, and he is their seal. He knows from the rising up of the realities in him and from the sending down of the knowledge on him that his noble way sums up both the way of ascent and of descent. The axis of both ways are in him, so when the knowledge was given to him, it was sent down through him upon the prophets and messengers. When the realities were taken by him, they ascended through him, because there is no hand above his hand, and there will be no prophet after him. Here's a footnote. If there was no truth of Muhammad alayhi salam, there would not have been Adam. The truth of Muhammad alayhi salam is not only a name, but carries a deep meaning. This meaning is from alhamd, from thanking, like alhamdu. But Allah also used the letters Mim and Ha and Mim and Da. And these are the Arabic letters of the name Muhammad. These letters mean Alhamd, from the name of the truth. Everyone carries this name. Allah gave the knowledge to the truth of Adam, and then from him Allah gave his essence to all the prophets. Then all the prophets were inside him, and he is the grandfather from the spirit. And when the truth of Muhammad took the truth of Allah, all the truths ascended, atarakat. As an example of this, I give you a small tree, and I tell you to care for it. I tell you to put water on the seedling and to care for it in every way. So you help, and I help you. And I watch over how you help. So it was when Allah gave Muhammad this truth. You see the picture of Muhammad as a human being, but in reality he is not a human being. Thus Muhammad came before Adam because of his truth. Adam spoke, but it was the truth of Muhammad which spoke through him. Look at these words because they are very deep. The Prophet ﷺ said to his companion Abu Bakr, "There is none who knows my truth, only my beloved." Abu Bakr asked him, "Who knows you?" This refers to the truth of Muhammad because although his body was the body of a human being, in truth he was not a human being. For that reason, if you come to be him, then you know him. This is very important and this is the key to the truth. Therefore, my master said, Fajaza kullan minal khala ikifahmu ma'udiya min sasirihi fihi. Fajaza kullan minal Ahalla iki fahmu maudia min sasarifihi. The understanding of the secret which had been put in him was made impossible for every other created being. This means that what had been put into him, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, of the secret was impossible for creation to understand. How could it be otherwise when the angels are not capable of understanding it? Brings us to the end of this reading. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.